one weapon that women can use against you? It's your guilt. The reason that guilt is so powerful, so dangerous, is that it stops you from defending yourself. If you feel guilty, you will take any punishment. You will accept any level of abuse. Who are you to stand up for yourself? Who are you to be demanding to be treated with respect and dignity? When you feel guilty, you'll accept whatever is dished out to you. If you want to know the difference between a man who accepts abuse in a relationship with a woman and a man who stands up for himself, it all depends on guilt. And it doesn't even have to be guilt about anything specific. It can just be a chronic or pervasive feeling of guilt. It's a guilt that is always with you, that tells you that you are always at fault, that there's just something inherently wrong with you. Perhaps this guilt comes from your parents, who made you feel like you were a burden to them. Perhaps it comes from feminism, which has convinced you into believing that your masculinity is inherently toxic. Maybe it comes from religion and your belief in original sin. Or maybe it comes from one of your ex-girlfriends who had the habit of blaming you for everything. Whatever its origin, that chronic guilt that you experience is the weakness in your armor that toxic, low-quality, abusive women will detect and then exploit. They will find that weak point and just hammer it, attacking you again and again in that point where you are at your most vulnerable. Listen to this quote from Ayn Rand. This is a monologue from one of the villains in Atlas Shrugged. "There is no way to disarm any man except through guilt, through that which he himself has accepted as guilt. If a man has ever stolen a dime, you can impose on him the punishment intended for a bank robber and he will take it. He'll bear any form of misery. He'll feel that he deserves no better. If there's not enough guilt in the world, we must create it. If we teach a man that it is evil to look at spring flowers, and he believes us and then does it, we'll be able to do whatever we please with him. He won't feel he's worth it. He won't fight." Such is the power of guilt. It can turn somebody into a slave. It is an actual tactic of abusive women to specifically look for men who have high levels of chronic guilt, knowing that they're going to be easily exploited and manipulated. Other low-quality women will find a man with a moderate level of guilt and then, over time, work on increasing that feeling, you know, assigning blame, constantly criticizing him, constantly putting him down, making him feel as though he's at fault for everything, building up that feeling of guilt so that eventually he's like putty in her hands and she can manipulate him to do whatever she wants. So what is the solution? It's to be guiltless. Nothing is more terrifying to an abusive woman than a man who is impenetrable, who has no guilt, no weakness in his armor. Continuing on from that same Ayn Rand quote, "But save us from the man who lives up to his own standards. Save us from the man of clean conscience. He's the man who will beat us." Once you realize how vulnerable guilt makes you, how dangerous it is to interact with people while having this guilt, you'll wonder how you lived in that way for so long. It's like going into a medieval battle where everybody is wearing a full suit of armor, but you're out there swinging your sword in jeans and a t-shirt. If you're sick of being abused, manipulated, and exploited, the best thing that you can do is remove guilt from yourself. Now, obviously, it's important to learn about the psychology of abusers, learn how to identify low-quality people and people with personality disorders so that you can avoid them and cut them out of your life. But the thing is that you don't have total control over your circumstances all the time, and you can never guarantee that one of these abusive, low-quality people is just going to suddenly pop into your life unexpectedly. The only truly definitive way to be protected against abuse is to be guiltless. That is the armor that is impenetrable. So what is it that you feel guilty about? If it's something specific, then fix it. If you're selfish and lazy, then change that about yourself. Work on it. Become a higher quality person. Whatever benefit you're gaining in the world by being selfish and lazy, it cannot possibly compare to the joy of a clean conscience. Or perhaps you don't know why you feel guilty. It's just a feeling you always have, even though you always try and be a good person. Well, in that case, let me tell you this. If you cannot rationally justify your feelings of guilt, maybe your feelings are wrong. This is what cognitive behavioral therapy is good for, identifying those distorted internal perceptions that we have and then consciously changing them. But if you're basically a good guy, then why are you feeling this way? You know, unless you're really a dickhead, you shouldn't be feeling guilty. You need to have realistic expectations for yourself. You know, you're going to be less than perfect. Everybody is. But ask, is perfection a reasonable standard to compare yourself against? Please realize that there are thousands of forces out there in the world who are ready to manipulate and exploit you and use you for their own purposes. Those malicious forces out there want you to feel guilty because it makes their job of exploiting you so much easier if you feel guilty all of the time because you're so much easier to manipulate. Letting go of guilt is you asserting your right to live your life for its own sake, to declare that your happiness is a worthy goal. To truly live as a guiltless man means taking responsibility for your own judgment. It is proclaiming publicly that you have a right to be happy, that you are worthy of being happy. That kind of attitude is extremely attractive to high-quality women. Women who have a high self-esteem are looking for men to share their lives with who also have a high self-esteem. That attitude has the added bonus of being terrifying to low-quality women. Remember, when looking for a man to abuse, the weapon that these low-quality women have to use against you is your own guilt. Repeating that quote from Ayn Rand, "Save us from the man who lives up to his own standards. Save us from the man of clean conscience. He's the man who will beat us."